Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We open the 6 o'clock hour talking LSU baseball's big win over Little Rock last night. To help us break it down even further, Jarrett Rosser covers LSU for On Three's The Bengal Tiger, joining us now. Jarrett, how you doing, man? What a night last night.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I mean, they were in position for it to get, what in terms of, you know, what a night in a bad way early on, and then flip the switch on it, and it ends up being a really memorable night for LSU fans there in the box, to be sure.
Yeah, our cohort over here, Charlie Long, we always talk about in Jay We Trust. Jay Johnson seems to pull the right strings the right time, says the right thing to the media. He doesn't give us much with his pitching rotations, but overall, just really thankful to have this guy in Baton Rouge, obviously bringing home a national title 2 years ago. And hopefully this Tiger team can advance to Omaha, give him another shot this year. But with Jay Johnson steering the ship, man, you got to have a ton of confidence in this team. Plus, you know, loaded with talent.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, it's a team and a program that always has immense pressure on it. And so you go back decades, and it seems like by March or April, at least, you're going to have a segment of the fan base that is getting real critical and talking about firing coaches and all those things. And, you know, it seems like more often than not, the LSU coaches through the years have been able to get it right and peak at the right time. And Jay, certainly in his time in Baton Rouge, has done exactly that. And he kind of talked some after the game last night about, you know, you mentioned some of those strings to pull or levers to pull about some of the tweaks that they made overnight from obviously a disappointing Sunday to try and get some things right on Monday night, adjusting the lineup. And then, you know, even some things that have been kind of in the works for weeks with that pitching staff and the way they approach some things with Anthony Ianson in the past couple of weeks to prepare him to potentially come back on short rest the way he did last night and, you know, pitch in a big spot. And so hearing him kind of detail some of that just gave you that much more of a peek of how the wheels are always spinning for Coach Johnson and the way that he approaches things with this team. And, you know, they're playing well overall right now at the right time of year, certainly, other than that hiccup on Sunday night.
Jay's great. I mean, let's just be honest, Jared. He's been fantastic. And pulling the right strings, as Steve mentioned, moving Ethan Frye up to that 2-hole, and then he rewards him by going 4-for-4. The engine of the offense, as Jay has said before, is Derek Curiel from that leadoff spot. And when he gets on, like, just getting him home is such a critical thing for this LSU offense. And when you look at the home and away splits for this LSU baseball team, some of the individual statistics are really interesting to kind of point out, where Derek Curiel hits a lot better at the box than he does on the road. I get that he's just a freshman. But it's the same thing with someone like Ethan Frye. And on display, his greatest performance in an LSU uniform last night, going 4-for-4, and also having that gigantic moment in the fourth inning where two outs, the base is loaded, and he gets that bases clearing double that scores 3 runs and cuts that 5-1 deficit to 5-4. You know, how important do you think going forward, looking ahead with Ethan Frye, once again, like I mentioned, some of these guys hit better at the box. You're staying at home this upcoming weekend for Super Regional round against West Virginia. his importance at the top of that lineup now with Jay moving up to the two hole.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, he was critical last night. They probably don't win that game last night without Ethan being the spark offensively that he was. And obviously other bats started to kind of come alive later in that game, and the two homers from Luis Hernandez, and Jared Jones finally gets his first extra base hit in weeks and sends it out the yard, and just some of the things that started working in the later innings for some insurance runs. But Ethan was the guy that was driving a lot of the scoring early in that game with some of his big hits. And I think, you know, whether it be a youngster like a Derek Curiel that you talk about as a freshman, or a guy in Ethan Frey coming alive at the right point in big spots, you know, watching the maturation of a team throughout the season, and then certainly as the stages get bigger in the postseason, is always kind of an interesting piece of it, because we see teams every year that have obviously some great regular seasons, or guys that have great regular seasons and then come up empty at the wrong time of year, and suddenly the season ends a little bit more abruptly than you may have hoped. And so to watch them backed against the wall the way they were on Monday night, have some guys step up in some big spots, and now you have another weekend at home to kind of build on that here with a good West Virginia team coming to town. Obviously the goal for this LSU team pretty much year in, year out, is go win a national championship. And so they're not going to be satisfied with just getting to Omaha. They want to get there and play well. And I think you're seeing some steps, some strides to be encouraged about, okay, you can build off this from the regional for an even better super, you hope. And then, you know, position yourself to have those guys that much more ready to excel on the biggest stage of all in Omaha if they can get there.
Another guy that was unbelievable for this Tiger team last night, no doubt, Cason Evans, the pitcher, came in. Our other host over here, Mike Dettillier, called him the fireman, just, you know, putting everybody out. Cason Evans going six innings, striking out 12. Truly unreal performance coming in from the bullpen to give this Tiger team a chance, and they fought back and clawed and, you know, got back into this game and eventually taking the lead. But just overall, a great sign of things to come. Not just this year for Cason Evans, but the future for him in a Tiger uniform as well.
100%. He's a guy that they view as, you know, an ace moving forward. They've got the two great juniors right now, and Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson, that are draft eligible and looked at as pretty high potential draft picks here in 25. And so there's a chance that you turn that thing over to Cason and company next year. But, in terms of this year, when we're talking like we just were with Curiel and some of those guys about someone stepping up and having the biggest performance of the year at the biggest, most pivotal time, Cason Evans is the poster boy today of that, where he has, matches his longest outing of the season with six innings last night and strikes out the early career high 12, nine in a row, which is up there, if not the most by an LSU pitcher, is up there high on that list. And he's another guy that, just like we talk about Ethan Frey at the plate, they don't win that game last night without Cason coming in the second inning, stabilizing a situation that was starting to spiral frustratingly familiarly away. Oh, yeah. After watching the walks on Sunday night contribute to big innings. Every inning that Little Rock had on Sunday night that they got runs across was off of those 11 walks. And so when you start seeing the walks piling up and some runs coming across in the second, you're thinking, oh no, not again. It's the same sort of storyline. And Cason comes in and shuts that thing down and then extends for six innings. It was huge. And that much more encouraging, again, as you get deeper into the postseason, you feel great about where Anderson and Ianson are, but to see Cason Evans in that type of spot have that type of performance, that's really encouraging, because you need more than two pitchers probably to get through Omaha successfully, or certainly feel much better about it if you feel like you've got a third guy you know you can rely on at that level.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jared, I think some LSU fans got some good news today. When you look at how the Super Regionals were scheduled, where the left side of the bracket is playing the Friday, Saturday, Sunday Super Regional round, whereas the right side of the bracket is going Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And, you know, with how LSU used their pitching staff this past weekend, throwing Cade Anderson on Saturday against DBU, he'll be on full rest, a full week, going ready to go for this upcoming Saturday against West Virginia. Meanwhile, you have Anthony Ianson, who threw both on Friday and on Monday, the limited pitches on Monday, but he has a little bit of extra time as well, getting ready for a potential Sunday start. And then Cason Evans, who threw 109 pitches just this past night. If you need him for a potential Monday game three against West Virginia, he would potentially be good to go with a full week off as well. So your thoughts on how it kind of lined up, because I think it's a good thing for LSU that they're getting the Saturday, Sunday, Monday series for Super Regional round instead of the Friday, Saturday, Sunday one.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head to give those guys some rest with a little bit of a longer week in between the regional and the super regional, rather than having to come right back on a Friday potentially, is super beneficial, especially, I mean, going into a best of three series where I think against anybody in the country, if LSU's going in and playing best two out of three and know that they have Anderson and Ianson to rely on, they feel pretty good about their chances. And so to get those guys that extra day there and potentially, you know, set it up where you can go after it in games one and two, I think Jay Johnson and company have to be feeling really good about their chances with a home super regional and the way some of that stuff lines up.
Talking to Jarrett Rosser, who covers LSU for On3 Sports, the Bengal Tiger. And Jarrett, I'm curious, do you know much about this West Virginia squad now that's going to be coming in for that Saturday, Sunday, hopefully not a Monday game?
Yeah, right. Not a ton yet. I started to kind of look into some of their stats, and I saw pieces of some of their games this weekend up there at the Clemson Regional, but don't have a great feel for them yet.
Okay.
They're a team that, you know, in terms of scoring some runs, they're not far off of where LSU is. They do it a little bit differently. Have, you know, a team leader with 10 home runs, where LSU's got four guys up over 10, including, you know, Bear Jones up there at 20. And so it looks a little bit differently. They go try and steal a couple bases a game and kind of manufacture some things a little bit. And they've got a pitching staff that has been pretty effective through a lot of this season, 24th in the country in ERA, 21st in hits per nine, you know, fewest hits per nine allowed by a pitching staff. And so I think they'll come down to Baton Rouge, and, you know, some of the things may be kind of familiar for LSU fans in terms of another team that feels good about its pitching staff and, you know, potentially trying to, you know, turn some things into some pitchers duels. But in terms of the way they get some of those runs across, maybe not as, you know, as long ball dangerous as LSU or some other teams that have come through the box this season, but certainly capable of getting some runs across at, you know, a consistent level typically through the season thus far.
Yeah, that's a good point, Jared, because I started doing a little bit of research into them. 7.8 runs per game this year, but they've only hit 55 home runs on the season, which feels low.
Yeah.
for that type of number. And, you know, we talked with Mark Etheridge just yesterday about this, and he had kind of mentioned that they're very similar to Kentucky in a sense, that they're aggressive and they'll be really kind of put pressure on the base paths and everything like that. So we'll see what happens there. But going back to your point, when you have the quote-unquote two-headed monster, and I think you can even throw Cason in there to complete the trio, so to speak, with this LSU pitching staff, it's almost like the super regional round is easier than the regional. I know it's a more difficult opponent, but only having to win two or three and having that advantage with Cade Anderson and Anthony Ianson on the mound, and then also having Cason Evans in your back pocket if you need to get to a game three, you know, like you mentioned, you have to feel very good about your chances.
Yeah, I agree. I was looking at that a little bit earlier, and just it seems almost like a little bit of a relief to know, okay, you know, it's a maximum of three games, and that's kind of what you can prepare for. You don't have to worry about slipping up, and suddenly you're really digging deeper into that bullpen in a hurry, potentially in a regional. And so you can kind of manage things a little bit differently. And for LSU, particularly in this scenario where it's best two of three, I think for those guys, they've got to love their chances if they just go out there and execute and, I mean, get runners across, essentially. You like where you're at with the way that Anderson and Hyacinth have pitched, particularly late in the season. And if you can go out there and cash in on some opportunities, which was, you know, an area where they haven't necessarily been great, the Tigers, all season, kind of the, you know, the middle of the pack in terms of runners and scoring position batting for a lot of this season, middle of the pack of the SEC. And then this weekend, you strand 44 runners over the course of four games and see it bite you in critical, pivotal spots on Sunday. If they have found some answers and some momentum with that late in Monday night's game, getting some things going, I think you have to feel really good about the way things line up this weekend.
Great stuff, Jared. I know folks can find all your work at the Bengal Tiger. What else is going on the On3's website right now? You guys got going on there?
Yeah, I mean, right now there's a ton of baseball, obviously, and then the LSU recruiting camp season is ramping up. So we'll be, Shea and I in particular, I think, will be out at some of these LSU camps starting on Thursday with some more recruiting updates for the football fans.
Awesome stuff. Appreciate your time, and go Tigers, man. Appreciate it.
Yep, appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Jarrett Rosser covers LSU baseball and all things Tigers on On3's The Bengal Tiger. Check out his work there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.